Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 26 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/26. This morning I was sitting down, I had some thoughts that I wanted to share on a particular topic. Then as I was thinking about the topic, I got really bored with it. As a creative professional, that's going to happen to you often. You might get bored with the project that you're working on. You might get bored with the client work that you're doing. And sometimes in order to work through the project, you need to allow yourself to just get random. One of the benefits of being an instructor is when you're lecturing, sometimes you can go off on tangents that are somewhat related to the topic that you're talking about, but you jump to something new entirely. And so that's what I decided to do this morning, because as I was thinking about something as simple as, what are you going to do every day for 100 days? I started thinking about monsters, and I started to think about gods. And then I was thinking about Neil Gaiman's book, American Gods, and how old gods come from other countries when new people came to America, and they brought the gods with them, and then the gods started dying off as people stopped believing in them. And I thought, what are the gods that we believe in today? And I thought, what a weird thing to think about. And then I'm like, and then what about monsters? You know, we had Dracula and Frankenstein and Swamp Thing and all these monsters of the past, but what are the monsters of today? Have we replaced monsters with people? That's where my mind started to go, and then I started to think about cinema verite, and in my mind, cinema verite was a form of documentary where you go out and shoot a bunch of stuff and then try to make sense of it in the editing room. And then as I looked up in a film book about what cinema verite was, is it was about uncovering the truth, and that when people would see a camera, they would act as if they were being true. I love tangents because my mind just goes all over the place sometimes, and it's hard to rein in and think about a very strict schedule, a very strict structure for things that I'm going to do or talk about. As a creative professional, there's going to be times where we need that strict structure, where we need to know exactly what we need to do, when we need to do it. But then there's other times where you just need to let your brain go. And so I want to share a few things that you can do in order to foster that sense of random joy, the sense of random excursions in your brain to find new things to think about. So for example, in this episode of Getting Work to Work, all I'm doing is talking. And it's actually really hard because the previous 25 episodes have all been outlined to a certain degree. Last week's episode on thinking about the future was heavily scripted because I had something very specific that I wanted to make sure that I said. Whereas this episode, I'm allowing myself to ramble. I'm allowing myself to avoid following the structure that I have set in the past 25 episodes. And it's actually kind of hard because I'm trying to like come up with the topics as I'm talking. And that's not something that I'm naturally good at. When I was working on my master's degree and I was meeting with a mentor about teaching, he noticed that I like to outline what I was going to talk about every single time. And sometimes I would have very specific detailed notes. At one point, I remember making 26 pages of notes about everything and anything that I was going to talk about in that class. And he just started laughing and he said, Chris, there will be a day when you'll get less and less pages of notes and eventually you'll just make an outline in pencil. So that the act of writing your outline in pencil is going to allow you the freedom to move in and out of topics depending upon where your students are with that topic. 2 years later, as an instructor, I'm getting to the point where I'm comfortable not even making an outline on paper. I kind of know where I need to be in this particular class with the particular students I may have at the time. And that just comes with practice. So I think as a creative professional, we need to approach our craft in a very similar manner. There's value and there's purpose in being structured to have the exact way that you're going to do a project. It helps you to determine whether something may be profitable or not. But then, what's to prevent that from becoming the way that you approach a problem every single time? I find that if I follow the same structure every time, I get a little bit bored, all my videos start looking exactly the same, and I start coming to the same conclusions, even if they're not the conclusions that should be come to. When I'm thinking about structure, I'm thinking about the audience and I'm thinking about what they need to be hearing right now. And that brought me to a post that I saw a friend put on social media the other day, and that instead of trying to get followers, be someone worth following. I thought that was very interesting. Be someone worth following. And that reminded me of a conversation I was having with my dad this morning. He's like, I want to grow my social media feeds. How do you do that? And I just realized as we were having this conversation that I really have no interest in the act of gaining an audience. I'd rather just work on putting out information that may help people, whether it earns me a following or not. And then I started thinking about cults. When you're in a cult, will you know it before it's too late? Will you be able to stop when you're handed the pair of Nike sneakers and told what to do next? Or given the cup of Kool-Aid and told what to do next? Will you know before it's too late? What does that have to do with the podcast today? Absolutely nothing, because as a creative professional, one of the best things that you can do is fill your head with so much of varying stuff so that you can be informed and entertained about the world. I hope that in this episode of Getting Work to Work, you are encouraged to stoke the fires of creativity and just start thinking about all sorts of different things. I have a very good friend who's an illustrator, and he pulls from a vast resource of mythology and 80s horror films and genre films. And when I look at his work, I see that he has so many vast resources to pull from because he is informed in so many ways. And so I would encourage you to find the joy of tangents as you go about your day today. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening. I would appreciate it if you would share this episode with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, and if you would leave me a review on iTunes letting me know how I'm doing, I would appreciate that. Get in touch by sending me an email at chris@chrismartinstudios.com or find me on social media. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter. I'm at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook and at CM Studios on Instagram. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. What is the most random thing that you could say right now? Go say it. Now get out there and get to work.